So then, Ronan, let's look forward to the Anpost Ras race gets underway, and I suppose it's exciting times for Donegal cycling. There's a new team set to tackle this event, the Inishowen Gateway Hotel Donegal Development Team. You're one of the members there. And I suppose, first of all, could you tell us, how did the idea of this team come about, Ronan?
Anybody into cycling will know, the Ras is one of the, well, this is the biggest annual event in Ireland on cycling terms. So each year there's always, because of the way the Ross works, amateur and club teams can enter along with professional teams. So there's usually a lot of composite county teams that enter. And basically about December or January time, kind of a few of the Donegal people here kind of came together with myself, and we decided to put a Donegal team in. So then as it kind of progressed, we thought there's probably something we could do for cycling on all levels in Donegal. So it's kind of, it's morphed into now the first ever kind of county team that's entering the Ross, but also has a junior side of it and a cycling development side of the team also. So it's about more than just the Ross, but obviously the Ross being the biggest cycling event in Ireland, it's kind of the one that attracts the most attention and is the most challenging race anyway. But as I say, we've plenty of other races and activities throughout the year too. So
yeah. Well, Ronan, you, of course, have been around for quite a few years in the cycling front, competing at different levels, and you have been part of the Sean Kelly team as well. How proud are you now to be part of a Donegal team that's made up of all Donegal members heading into the event?
Oh, that's massive. Like, it's the first time the team has actually entered the Ross, and it's been all Donegal riders. We've had Donegal teams in the past, but there's guest riders from other parts of the country. Yeah, so to have a Donegal team is massive to me. I think everybody knows how proud of Donegal man I am. So no matter where I went in the world cycling, it was always, when I got asked where I'm from, it was Donegal, and then it was Ireland. So it's a pretty big deal to me, and I've been putting a big effort into getting this right and kind of making it one of the best county teams ever from off the bike. It's probably the strongest Donegal team ever put together for the Ross, and it's probably one of the most professionally run county teams to ever enter the Ross. So it's a big deal to me, and it's very important that it's kind of done right, so kind of set a precedent for coming years, and hopefully we can grow on whatever success we have this year.
Yeah, and that team that's going to tackle this event is full of quality, because you've got the likes of Conor McIlwain in there, Rory Devlin, Damien Lagan, and a first-time national competitor, Mark McClure. And I suppose if there's a team to be involved in it, there's high quality in that, Ronan.
Yeah, like the guys are all going very, very well this year. I've kind of somehow managed to keep my form that I had from last year when I was racing full-time and over the winter and into this season. Rory's going probably stronger than I've ever seen him go before. He won the Inter Club race on Wednesday night, which is basically all the local Donegal clubs and a couple of Derry clubs too, racing and competing, and Rory won that, so there was a massive turnout for that too. Damien's going pretty strong this year too, and Mark McClure is, it's amazing the kind of the amount he's come on the last year to 18 months. Like he only took up cycling about 2 years ago, and he's already at the level that he can be looking forward to his first Ross. And then Conor McIlwain. Conor's had a few setbacks recently. He was racing for the Irish team on the 23 Tour of Flanders and broke his thumb, but hopefully all going well now, he'll be fully recovered for next week, and he can have a strong Ross too. And unfortunately, because of the kind of circumstances of the broken thumb and when it happened, he'll be using the Ross now more as preparation for the rest of the season, whereas at the start of the year it was probably one of his main goals. But obviously with an injury to get and been unable to get out on the road training properly, it's difficult for him to enter the Ross in top form, but I imagine kind of the same as myself, he'll get better as the week goes on, so fingers crossed he can come out of it with some pretty good form.
Yeah, and on the managerial front, you've got Chris McIlhenny in there as well. What experience does he bring to the table in the Ross, Ronan?
Well, Chris has been cycling for a long time himself, and then he's one of the other Donegal teams that was entered in the Ross a couple of years ago. Chris managed that, so he knows what he's talking about in cycling terms, and then he's a good man for getting the job done, so, and pretty good pilot behind the wheel of a car too, so, which is important in the cavalcade of any cycling race, like the sitting on the car can be hairy enough, but he's definitely a good man for the job.
As we said at the outset, you competed in the RAS event over a number of years, and we've seen the RAS come to Donegal and again the spectacular scenery here in the northwest, and had seen some classic race in action. But the competition isn't coming to Donegal this year, Ronan. So what do you expect of the stages ahead in the RAS?
No, it's not coming to Donegal, unfortunately, this year. It's 2 years now since it was up this way, but it's definitely going to be a very tough RAS this year. Like, some of the stages around Kerry and Cork there are very, very difficult. A lot of categorised climbs, and I was at the route launch in January in Dublin for the race, and everybody there can agree there was likely to be one of the hardest races that's been run in years. So at the same time, though, it's always the riders who decide how hard a race is. You could take a stage of the RAS over every hill in the county, and if the guys don't race full gas, then it's not going to be too hard. And then at the same time, you could have a flat route, and if there's a bit of wind and the race is just full on from the start to the finish, that's the days it can be the hardest. So, you know, a hard route like we have this year will make it a difficult race, but at the same time, it's still the riders and that kind of decide, and the tactics especially of the bigger teams that will decide how hard it is. So
yeah,
we're hoping to go sort of under the radar of the international teams because we're a county team, and kind of they might not be expecting us to be as strong as we are, so we're hoping to kind of slip under their radar and get some success that way.
Yeah, that's what my next question was going to be. What are your hopes for the RAS, and if you were to achieve something during the event, what would be your goal?
Well, the goal for me every year that I've been entering for the last, this would be my fifth RAS, but it's 3 years in a row now that I've been going to it, and the goal has always been to get a stage run. That's still the goal this year. It's probably a little bit more of a challenge this year than it has been previous years, simply because I'm not racing full-time at that high international level, but it's still the goal for me, and then for the team is to pick up county rider awards on stages and possibly, you know, top three county team overall at the end of the week. So that would be, if we got one or two of those goals, that would be a successful week for us and something to build on for the future.
Yeah, let's look at the other side of the Inishowen Gateway Hotel Donegal development team, because there's a lot of work going on with the underage and the junior outfits there, and if cycling is to continue to progress in the county, this is going to be a key part of it, Ronan.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and that's one of the main goals of the RAS team is to kind of give the juniors who are under 18 this year something to look forward to for the future. You know, that there is a stepping stone there, that, you know, at the junior level now we can go to the likes of the Junior Tour of Ireland or, you know, RAS Dunedin, which is also a pretty big race for the juniors, and perform well as a Donegal selection team. But then one of the problems in Ireland is that when guys do move out of that under 18 category and they move up to the under 23 and senior category, that there's very little support there, especially in the first and second years of being an under 23, and you see a lot of young riders kind of slipping away and for leaving cycling simply because, you know, they've become kind of disillusioned with it or all their distractions. But, you know, in my opinion, if we provide this kind of platform that when they move into the under 23 category, that the Donegal team is there to support them, and myself as a coach is there to support them and kind of give them the advice and guidance that was maybe missing whenever I was that age. And, you know, I wasted a year or two, didn't really develop in the first and second year of under 23, and, you know, it did always hold me back a bit, and especially compared to European kids when they're like from the age of 12 or 13, if they show any kind of interest in cycling at all, they're kind of looked after and coached and nurtured from a young age, and the same kind of way as GAA and soccer and all are here in Ireland. You know, young kids, they do get the coaching that's needed, and there's a lot of local clubs doing a lot of good work with the underage, and especially under 16 and under 14 level, but it's that kind of transition from junior to senior that's lacking all over Ireland at the moment and definitely needs to be addressed. So as I say, it kind of gives them a bit of ambition, and this year the guys can aim to get selected for the Donegal team for the Junior Tour of Ireland, and then when they're 19 next year, they can, their ambition would be to get on the Donegal Ross team, and you know, it's there's always something there for them to look forward to, and if we can get one or two of them to for a month or two to Belgium and see if they can perform out there and give them a taste of international racing, then it'll be fantastic.
And I suppose cycling's just like the walking and the running at the moment. We're seeing huge turnouts of people in crowds to events across the county, and that's quite similar on the cycling front too, Ronan, at local club level.
Yeah, definitely. It's massive. The club races now, that'll be on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night all over the county. I remember when I was starting, there was only one club race a week, and that was a Tuesday night, and there was maybe 20 or 30 people max at them, and you thought it was a big turnout. Where like the club race, the interclub race last night, I heard there was over 100 people. Then you just the Giro d'Italia start in Belfast and Dublin over the weekend, and the amount of Donegal people was there was incredible. You looked to see another Donegal flag, and I heard a statistic last year that cycling was the fastest growing sport in the country, and the North was the fastest growing region within the country. Coming on leaps and bounds in the county and along the echo.
And obviously mentioning the Giro there and Philip Dagenham, Ronan, Philip part of the Team Sky outfit this year. I know we lost quite a few minutes during the week, over 9 minutes on one particular day, but after coming back from injury, Philip's target now is to have a solo crack at one of the tougher stages towards the end, and you know Philip quite well. You talk to him on a regular basis, and he's a guy that has the quality and the talent to do that at the top level, at a Grand Tour level.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, he's done it that level before. He's won a stage of tour, top 10 overall there, so he definitely has that ability there. As you say, he's been injured this year, and since he did win that stage of the Grand Tour, he's had a lot of illness and injury and bad luck, and I think we would have seen a lot more had it not been for that. But as you say, like, he's concentrating on stage in the second or third week of this Giro, all after breaking his collarbone in March. Really realistic. Although we lost 9 minutes, I think it was 2 days ago, that's more a tactic than actually just not being good enough. You know, once he was kind of caught behind a crowd that day, so rather than really dig deep and destroy his legs, trying to limit his losses to 1 or 2 minutes, he would have just kind of sat up and saved himself for, with that idea in mind of the last week, and, you know, just save that bit of energy, save the legs a bit, and over the weeks, you need to be smart like that. You know, Philip's done quite a few Grand Tours now, so he knows exactly what he's doing. And as I say, that would have been the tactic on I think it was Tuesday stage or Wednesday stage, to lose that time once he'd been dropped from the main bunch. So.
Okay then, Ronan, it's good to speak to you on Highland Radio Sport, and many thanks for taking the call. And obviously the event starts this coming Sunday, the RAS event, and the Donegal team's looking for a good performance, and we wish you every success in that event, and hopefully you'll achieve all the goals that the team have set out for the RAS.
Thank you. As I said, I'd just like to give a mention there to our chief sponsors, and it's on Gateway Hotel, and they are kind of specialising in cycling weekends now too, so along with myself as kind of a specialist coach there, so big thanks to them too, because it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, and all the sponsors at that matter.